Okay.
So you can't even keep all of that in.
Fine.
You didn't even record it. Anyway, if you are audio only right now, we really recommend you go check out the YouTube, even just for this little first little bit, because both cats are really making, posing for the pod right now.
And they're making their first appearance on the pod.
Ting 1 and Ting 2 are here.
Well, they've appeared.
The intro.
In the background sometimes.
But this is their guest starring.
But this is their... Guys, introduce yourselves. What's your name?
Say hi.
Feels like this is Willow.
He says a bunch of slurs.
And this is Vito.
And that's Vito.
Welcome to the episode. Can that be the intro?
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Now my eyes are even itchier than before.
Well, that's this week's episode. Thanks for watching.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm tired.
I have some good allergy eye drops.
Oh, I've got really good eye drops. Yeah. I'm compromised now. I'm busy.
Right.
I'm working.
My hands are
hard at work.
I'm working.
Hard at work.
What the hell's going
hard
on?
Hard at work. Okay.
Welcome.
Hey, guys.
Welcome. Hey. Episode 17, right? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to start signing with our chest. Katie made a good point. She's like, every time y'all guess.
I'm trying.
I know.
Yeah, but I also think it's fun.
I think it's fun too. Sorry, Katie. We're gonna
episode
guess
17. something that happened today is that we all got our Wrapped on our music on our respective streaming services. Yes.
We got the holy trinity
got
of streaming services.
Yeah.
Oh, when did you get yours? Oh, they got theirs yesterday. I wasn't aware. And when did Alyssa get hers?
Yesterday.
For a second,
I got yours today.
I was like, did I get them? Right. Yeah, I got mine today.
Oh, no.
I'm the one Spotify representer.
Spotify rep.
I think I am the only Tidal representer.
Maybe in the world.
Kind of ever.
Well, my sister just got Tidal.
It's just
she switched over to Tidal.
I've never met anyone else who uses Tidal.
Did y'all ever flip a Pandora?
Oh, I had a Pandora era. I never paid for Pandora.
No, I never
paid for it.
No money went towards that. But
no, but I was streaming Pandora.
I was streaming Birdie. I was streaming Sleeping at Last.
Yeah.
I just like that it was a way to get new and it was free music.
Yeah.
Imagine Dragons Radio.
Huh?
Have that on blast.
Imagine
Dragons Radio. Let's talk about
it. Yes.
On blast.
Holy crap.
Yeah. 2013 was huge.
Massive. Mine would have been probably like Panic at the Disco Radio.
Wow. Yeah. That's also really cool.
In 2013?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine was Lord Radio.
Mm-hmm.
I've streamed Melodrama day in and day out.
Yeah.
What are you about to say?
Well, mine would be Party Rock Anthem Radio.
Yeah, that's right. No. Your hair is getting so long.
It is.
It looks beautiful.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm just looking at you. I feel like your hair has grown since I last saw you. It's been a few days since I've really seen you. I saw you for a minute last night.
I haven't really seen anybody.
Okay, wait, but that was beautiful.
What about me?
At work, but outside of work.
What about me?
Not like hanging out.
I saw you at work, and I'm not that different at work. I'm a little goofball at work still.
Girl.
It's not a different me.
You understand still, that it's not the same, though.
I was going to say, it's still very different.
We spend quality time together at work, but I guess that's just me.
I'm not saying that.
She's rage baiting
you. She's rage baiting you. She's rage baiting you. Don't give in.
I really need to work on that. I will get rage baited.
Oh. Ooh, what?
I will get rage baited so easily. It like,
and
I fall for it literally
about
every time.
She loves to rage bait.
She's gonna do
it's
it.
True. I'm a rage baiter.
Okay, but wasn't that beautiful when we arrived home at the exact same time last night?
That was crazy.
So before I left my location, I checked Alyssa's location, and I was like, we might get home around the same time. That's kind of fun because I saw you on your way home, and then I saw you turn on. Right before me, and I was like, it couldn't be. And I checked her location. And it was.
Can I share my perspective?
Please do, because it's a lot funnier.
Okay, because I didn't know anyone was behind me until I looked right when I was turning into our driveway, and then when I saw the lights then turn right behind me, pulling into our driveway, I literally was like, I'm about to get killed. I just revealed our home address, my friend's home address.
Yeah. You've done it before.
It's all, what?
We're 360.
That was...
that. Oh my god. Wait, we need to tell that story.
We should tell that story. Okay, wait, but real quick, let's finish this up. I had the thought as I was driving behind you, I was like, I don't think she quite knows that I'm right behind her right now. And I knew I was probably going to scare you, but I didn't really know how to prevent that. I was like, she's going to find out soon enough that it's little old me.
I feel like if I didn't know you were behind me, I would have done like a... pull before and then see if they're still following me and turn different ways to see if they're still following
all
me.
Oh, around the block type situation?
Yeah.
But you just
because if I thought you, if I didn't know it was that. You.
You're like, I got it.
You still didn't do
but
it.
But I wasn't.
I got it. Run, bro.
But I also, I don't think. And just take all of.
Well, but I don't think it would have scared you like that because I wasn't behind you very long. Like, you turned. And then I turned on up, but we were coming different ways on Santa Monica.
So anyways, I was only
behind you.
Okay. Actually, then if that was the case, I wouldn't
have scared you that much.
No, it wouldn't have. I'd be like, it's a normal night.
Yeah. anyway,
so sorry.
The point is you didn't get murdered.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, let's talk about we're 460.
Okay, so this was a time that we were on our old balcony in our old apartment. We're on the balcony hanging out, and down below there's a fire pit, and people at this fire pit like yell up to us. They're like, "Hey, like what?" They're like, "You guys." They're basically trying to get us to come down around the fire pit with them to make s'mores.
Yeah. Because there were, like, three people, but you can tell they really wanted to, like, have a party.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
they were like, come down.
They had, like, way too many s'more stuff for just three people.
Yeah.
And also, they were nice.
They were very nice. We just don't really branch out like that.
Anybody. It could have happened to anybody.
especially in Denver. We weren't like
right. No, they were
nice.
Like, they looked like just, like, nerds. Like, it wasn't really going to be, like,
they're listening.
They take off the headphones.
Like we didn't.
They're driving. Damn.
I trusted them.
They have to do like a.
Hey, we might turn it up.
Wait, they're talking about us.
They were.
Wait.
Comment down below if you're one of these people.
I wasn't gonna fear for my life with them. You
no,
know?
No, they were. And they were chill.
They, for some reason, told us what apartment they were in.
It was 5-something.
Yeah, they were like...
Dox them.
Like,
it was... Like, gotcha.
It was so funny. Well, I think it was like, well, maybe later.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They were like, well, this is our apartment. If you, like, come over, we're hanging out.
Yeah.
And then... they didn't ask, they didn't prompt, there was no prompting in any way. After they give their apartment number, Alyssa goes, we're 460. Just confidently giving away their apartment number.
Like dog stuff. Just like that.
To the entire courtyard.
For some reason. Making small talk.
Making small talk.
Also telling everyone who has ever thought, my god, those girls are annoying exactly what they
were. Because we were loud. I wasn't there for that time, but we were loud in that balcony sometimes.
We were loud in that apartment. So just even inside how loud we got.
Is crazy.
I know.
Like,
I actually can't believe it. College apartment.
Yeah.
Like, no one cares.
But
we were
loud.
Yeah. We did get one though.
Oh.
Well,
that's before right. Before you guys lived there.
Oh. Really?
Oh. But you guys were over.
Of course we were.
Always at the scene of
I think it was. Were you guys over? Do you remember this?
It was at Colab.
From the door?
No, and then we opened the door, and it was like someone from like security being like, "Hey, we're just like asking you guys to like
Wait, I think we did live there.
I think we were.
No. I think this
I don't remember that
happening. I do.
I do remember.
I remember being there, maybe cooking, and
something got really smoky, and the alarm went off. And you could smell smoke from our apartment, like down the hall, and like there were security guards walking around then.
I remember someone knocking on the door, I feel like they lived there.
I don't remember when this was.
I don't know. I honestly.
Oh, our college.
All of those nights in that apartment blend together for me now. I really couldn't define a specific one.
No.
Maybe a few. Maybe, but. What?
I'm covered in fur.
Oh, that'll happen.
Imagine this was like a potion that you just gave me. You just gave me a potion.
Harry Potter is really on Addie's mind.
That like made me grow fur, and I just looked down for the first time and realized I had fur. Sorry.
Addie's mind is really Harry Potter forward right now.
We have watched almost all of them, so
she's waiting to see, and she doesn't know what happens, so she's waiting to find
very
out
excited
happens.
Big evening, yeah. Big evening.
6:26. Okay, the last two digits of my employee number at work are 6-7.
Wow.
And I noticed that like maybe 2 weeks ago, and I was like, That's me typing in my code.
That's you tweeting it.
Tweeting out my employee number.
Figure this out.
Check this out.
Vito's tweet. My GM is my biggest op.
My girlfriend is my biggest op. Vito tweeting about Willow.
By the way.
Okay. Well, shall we go through our rap?
Let's just do a rapid fire of our names.
We kind of did introductions because what did we all say? We all said something.
What is our names?
What Pandora station we are.
Yeah.
My name's Addie.
I'm Jenny.
Lily.
Alyssa.
Let's get into
Alyssa.
It.
And we're good.
And we're good company.
Good company.
Okay, so this is going to be fun because I think that besides you two, they're all going to be slightly different because they're from different streaming services.
Yeah.
So that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
But I still think we should do share one slide from your Wrapped in the
Moon. Okay.
You know.
We could start with how many total minutes listened. Just get that out of the way.
Mine's just by month.
I can add mine up.
I think we should just do it slide by slide.
Yeah.
And then, because they're all going to be different.
Yeah.
So let's just go slide by slide.
Are we screen recording these?
Sure. Great point, Lily. Awesome point.
Really important text.
Oh my God.
A really explicit text.
Something that includes your social security number or something.
Like not double checking it with me.
Alyssa, were you at Pine Creek when that picture was airdropped during the assembly?
In the gym!
Jenny,
I don't remember much from high school. That memory of sitting in the crowd and just seeing that photo.
No,
it's
burned into my
mind.
A naked ass.
No, it was but here's the thing. It's a guy in a shower or bathroom, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
And he's his back is it's
and I'm pretty sure wasn't it driving awareness assembly?
Some shit like that.
No way.
No, this was
people would talk about this all the time. This was notorious.
Oh my god.
You know who has the photo? Sid. I remember because sometimes I'll ask her hey, do you still have that one photo
of that? We can
She has it. She literally has it.
Starting at his.
No, but she has. It's a crazy photo. No, because it's I believe it's someone standing looking forward. Like it's a face a chest. But then the lower half is his butt. And
that's right.
And
oh my god.
So
I just remember the butt of it all.
Well, yeah, you just see
the really jarring
giant butt.
That was
the really for our whole school
on the giant.
It was airdropped to the
it was something I think it was the drunk driving awareness assembly, and they had their iPad airdropped, and the whole, I mean, a huge screen in the gym. Pine Creek is a big school. Like, oh, huge screen. There are, the entire school is looking at it. Jim just dropped it, bro. And not only did they, so it gets airdropped, and they accidentally press accept. So they made it bigger. It was bigger. Up there for a good, no. like, 30 seconds. Oh, because God. It was, like, all these adults who don't quite know how to work technology being like, shit.
And it was do we know who sent it?
No.
Did they ever get caught?
I'm sure they did, but I don't know who it was. Oh, but after that, they took AirDrop off of our iPods. We could never AirDrop after that. Do you remember that? Oh, my God.
I didn't know that.
We used to use AirDrop all the time. Like, it was assignments. So convenient. It was so convenient. And after that, they took AirDrop off of all of our iPods, so we couldn't use it anymore.
Bro, change the rules of how things go. The rules.
Does the person have a face?
I don't. Did the person, Alyssa, did the person have a face?
I feel like no.
No, the like that's everyone's.
Insane. I've been screen recording this whole time.
I just read. Oh, sorry. No, I just remember. I just remember, like, because I was sitting there, I was like.
Yeah. No one wanted to be there.
No one was paying attention. It was, no. Was it early in the morning? Probably. It's probably like. Give or take 8 a.m. Like,
oh, no, and Jenny was like,
yeah, like you're about to like go to class.
Oh my God.
And assemblies were just so uncomfortable because we were just like so packed into the gym.
Nobody wants to be there. Yeah. It's just, yeah.
And, oh my God. That people talked about that for, because what was that? That I want to say that was like my sophomore year or was it my junior year?
No, I think it's my sophomore year.
Okay, yeah, because junior. I know that there was more than a year worth of people talking about.
No,
it.
I think so. It was a junior because I remember we then talked. We would bring it up.
Oh, once our, people once brought it up all the
for
time
for the next 2 years.
Oh, yeah, we it, up. It was just such a thing to witness.
Was that like the event at your school, or was there a separate the event?
We had many.
Yeah.
There's I think one that one is the one where it's like the least like
that one's funny. Serious. That one's not consequential.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Solid. Yeah, but it's just so funny.
Some dark shit went down with that.
I feel like it was one of those moments where, like, I wish we were all friends earlier or during that time.
Oh, that would have been
awesome. Oh, the sense we can make with that photo.
What we would have done with that material. My God.
We would be making
just whatever our reactions would have been down. In the moment. Yeah.
Am I just taking over? I'm so sorry.
No, you're not. This is great.
I'm so sorry.
Alyssa, this is keep funny. This is good.
This is funny as hell.
Keep it going. what we would have done with just how we reacted alone. Like, so, that would have been a vocal stim for a year.
We would make memes of the event. We would make memes including the picture.
We would run it into the ground.
No,
it in a sick way. Imagine doing that at, like, Cinefest.
We airdropped her for doing the Google Slide presentation.
For context. Cinefest was their college's what? Like,
film festival
at the end of the year. For context.
Yeah, for context. Just for context.
Just for context purposes.
Just by the way, just that was just for context.
So like, just for FYI for
Cinefest
context.
Cinefest is like CU Denver's like film festival.
Just for context.
Just for context. Just so you guys are in the loop. Like just for context
so,
for
just
you.
Just so everyone has some context.
In the loop, yeah. Are we gonna
anyway? So
wait. Hold on.
What's up?
But like, do you think they get like that? That was the context.
Do you think that they understood that?
I think they might
context?
Be clued in that that was the context.
Do you think? Maybe. Did we say it enough?
Well, let's just make well, just, it really clear. We haven't.
Just for a good time, old time's sake, like. Cinefest is the film festival for CU Denver.
Just for context.
Just to give you guys some more context.
For context of CU Denver, okay, Cinefest.
It's been over a minute of this. Like,
we're sick.
Sorry.
Okay.
You know, people have gone the 10-second thing.
Well, sometimes we really roll with a bit because the other day I was listening to our most recent episode and I had it playing out here and I had to go into my room for something and we were doing a bit. And I went into my room and I thought, surely by the time I get back, that bit will be over. I come back out of my room, the bit is still going.
Of course.
I was
of
like,
course.
Wow, guys.
Lord.
Anyway, okay, Wrapped.
Welcome to Wrapped, y'all.
All right, Alyssa.
Or Replay if you're an Apple Music person. Yeah.
What is yours called?
Rewind.
YouTube
your
Rewind.
Your recap.
All right, Alyssa, what is
recap,
the first
replay.
Slide of your recap?
Oh, I need to search for
recording.
Spotify. Oh.
Wrapped.
Spotify Wrapped.
Three, two, one.
So, well, the very first line is like, your recap is ready. Scroll down to discover.
Right.
Nice.
We can go past that.
Okay. Here's my, it gives like a summary. Okay. My wrap.
Love
this
it.
Is my first line.
Love it.
It says, your 2025 was a shimmering mosaic of pop narratives where Taylor Swift's candid anthems met Ariana Grande's slick grooves and the raw resonant confessions of Lizzie McAlpine in the 1975. Mm-hmm. You lived within a year defined by powerful voices and deeply felt stories, soundtracked by artists who aren't afraid to bare their souls.
Yeah.
I'll say that accurately. Your describes my poem. Taste. Yeah.
Shit, dude.
That was like a poem.
I feel like these are all going to be very different first pages, but that's okay.
Very different.
Yeah.
But I love that. Okay, beautiful.
Lily.
This is your replay. Oh, good job, music. We got music. A lot of music can happen. This is the same thing for you. A lot of music can happen in a year. Let's run it back.
Let's run it back.
Oh, this year I listened for 74,825 minutes. So that is a long time. That's 31% more than last year.
Okay, that was your first slide.
That was the first slide.
Love
Let's
it.
Keep going.
All right.
You do your whole rap.
Anyways.
This is your replay. All right. Oh. Okay. A lot of music can happen in a year.
A lot of
Let's run it back. This year you listened for 14,419 minutes.
Not a big music.
That's 3% more than last year.
Improving.
And 471 artists total. Okay. That was my first slide.
Love it. My slide one says, we're ready for you, Jenny. Come on down.
Wow.
You listened, we counted.
Okay.
I listened for 59,919 minutes. That's 41 days. Nice.
Nice.
That's what it says.
All right.
That's my first slide.
Alyssa, slide two.
Okay. So it just said.
What a sound.
Sorry, I just beat my head on the mic and let it cut. Sorry. It said.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. It said, I have 20.3K streams. I don't know how.
Music?
Shout out to my listeners. No, but I don't know what that means. I don't know like how many minutes that equates.
Right.
But I streamed songs that many times.
Definitely.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Cool. That's
yeah. Do you want to do another
one? Okay.
Yeah.
My three big main. Three.
Okay, this is big.
Big three.
No, three. Not super big. Okay. Three main genres.
Not big.
This is big. Dreamy pop. Melancholic indie folk and modern pop ballads.
Beautiful. Wow. All right, Lily.
Stop it.
Oh, I think you. Yeah.
I have to watch it all.
Nope, just hit it once. It's not loading.
I'm near Wi-Fi.
You're on our.
I did get a notif on the screen recording that reveals our Wi-Fi name. Apparently that does not do not disturb. That will still happen.
He said no.
Wow. We gotta let her know.
Yeah.
Okay. A new artist rose to the top.
Oh.
This is the sick. Strokes for 4,580 minutes.
Wow.
First play January 1st.
Dur.
January 6th.
That's all
right. January 6th.
Okay. Okay.
Just. January 6th.
Mine gets... I just remember just how embarrassing mine gets.
That's okay. It's okay.
Okay. A new artist rose to the top. Take a big guess. It's Tucker.
No. Of course.
With 1,495 minutes. My first play was on January 12th, but I've been listening to him.
January
6th.
On that. And then that's all of my second slide.
Okay. Mine says, tastes like yours can't be defined, but let's try anyway. You listen to 201 genres.
My top genres were indie pop, classic rock, pop rap, musicals, and soft pop.
Wow.
Yo.
Kind of soft crazy.
Pop. That's cool.
Kind of crazy.
Alyssa?
Miss Liz.
It's so I listened to 404 unique artists.
Wow.
And I did like this. It said that I am Jake Minch's biggest fan.
Aww. Aww, and you are.
And I am.
It's true.
Gorilla said, no, Jake. I am.
No, me.
It's me.
She jank on my Minch till I stick to her fingers and her clothes.
There it is. I would love
real Jake Minch fans. No, am I right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Per.
Anyway,
they fill in up the theaters to see more Hoffim.
That's so.
All right. There it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Each month brought new memories, and these artists were by your side. We got. Top artist of my month. Strokes, Sabrina, Still Woozy, TV Girl. Strokes, Tame Impala. Big shocker to everyone.
January.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. As Lily said, each month brought new memories. And these artists are by your side.
Put her instead.
All right. Okay. Okay. Taylor Swift, Role Model, the 1975, Role Model, Taylor Swift, Somber, Taylor Swift, Lily Allen.
Wow.
Yeah, you had it. Yeah.
Somber, I do really somber. Like a few of his songs.
Yeah.
He just sucks.
He's not a great dude.
Okay. He has so much potential.
He has so much potential.
He really, okay, I will say, however, in the video of him, we are young.
Right!
That's the funniest video ever.
We are young.
Hey! There's a fire in your soul.
Oh my god. That's okay. Right. Okay.
My next slide says, age is just a number, so don't take this personally.
Oh. Yeah, that was crazy.
Why is Spotify grooming
you? Your listening age, 68.
Oh,
since nice. You were into music from the early 70s, you're an old soul.
Yes. Oh. That's what I've said about Jenny. Yeah. I've always said she would function worst in this time. Like she's an old soul. like, there's no way she should be young at this point in history. That's what I've always said.
So what's Jenny like? That
verbatim. Well, yeah, so she's like, she does not function.
Describing her best friend, mind you.
Yes, by the way.
Yeah, she does not function well in current times. That's what I've always thought.
Not old soul, you just don't function well in current time.
She should really have been young in the 70s. That's what I've always said. I kid.
All right. Alyssa, next.
Okay, this is my listening history, which is basically just the amount of streams I listen to per month.
Mm-hmm.
January.
6th.
On January 6th.
January 6th, this year, I celebrated by.
We stormed the Capitol, and then we listened to some tunes.
We turned on Spotify.
And then we got Lizzie McAlpine.
And then I streamed Lizzie McAlpine.
I keep pushing it down and praying.
Pushing it down and praying as you're driving away from the insurrection.
Moving mountains of evidence.
I'm in bed.
The cop lights following behind you. Windows down.
Windows down, yes.
Oh, yeah, babe.
The cool breeze.
Touch me. I want to be
a girl. Okay, get up louder.
I want to be a girl.
Wow. As you were saying.
Taking the American flag shirt like off.
Wrapping a worm.
She's bleeding from her.
That's like freaking I
wanna be good. Hand out
the window. I said that
singing along.
And an eagle flies by.
Taking off that like fuck ass Viking helmet that one guy was wearing.
Oh, this is good.
Singing about Joe Biden versus Trump. He's stable. You are deep. Where is that edit?
AI could never, come up with what we just did.
It's the live version. It's the live version she just released of the song.
He is stable. You are deep.
Yeah, literally.
Wow.
Okay.
As you were saying.
Yeah, go on, girl.
My listener.
We didn't even hear out what you listened to in
speaking
January.
Speaking loud ever.
January. We went from January.
To that. Yeah. Crazy.
So I said my listening history is January. And then you go, you at the Capitol. You storming the Capitol.
Okay.
In January, I listened. I had 1.3k streams.
Cool.
Okay. It really sounds like I'm saying like yeah. people streamed my music. Yeah. But that's cool. Not the case.
It's a job.
I streamed 959 songs in February. 1.4k streams in March. 1.9k streams in April. 3.3k streams in May.
No.
2.3.
Joe.
January, February, March, April, May.
June.
Jason Derulo.
Oh, June.
Anyone?
Yeah. Anyone? Yes.
June.
I guess what you're saying.
Eddie, what happened?
June.
Making sure I have you the attention in the room.
June.
Okay.
Making sure all the attention is on me to read these statistics.
It's something crackling. Okay.
It's fire burning bright.
Okay, it's fine.
Something's a fireplace has appeared.
A warm fire in the back.
Okay.
A nice warm.
The stockings, I don't care. Sorry.
Oh, that we need. After. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. August, 2.2k streams. September, 1.1k streams. October, 964 streams. November, 1.8k streams.
Cool. Willie?
Let's see what's next. July. Well, okay. I feel like that's true. Well, I think I already did that though. July through October, The Strokes was your top artist 4 months in a row. Yes, it was. You're a true fan. Thank you. Oh my god, wait, I made it into still wow. Into Still Woozy's top 1,000 listeners.
That's
wow.
cool.
Top 1,000 listener. Still Wooz. Thank you. And that's it for that one.
Okay.
That's a little taste of me.
Each month brought... Oh, I already read that one. Okay. Oh, August through September, Somber was your top artist 2 months in a row. Yes, and so was Taylor Swift, Mike. And so was Role Model. Why are we bringing up Somber? Whatever. That was the entire thing? Okay.
Wait, that was weird. Why is it not the same as this one?
Okay. Probably because I don't listen to enough music to be anyone's top listener.
Yeah, that's true.
It's fine. It's not what I was hoping for. I have a life. I'm kidding. Whoa! I'm kidding, my god.
Okay, next. I listened to 1,134 songs this year, but can you guess your number one? And I guessed it wrong.
What did you guess?
I guessed Sally When the Wine Runs Out, mm-hmm. but it wasn't that. It was Super Graphic Ultra Modern Girl by really Chapel Rowan that I listened to 187 times.
Nice. Wow.
My top songs were 1, Super Graphic Ultra Modern Girl, 2, Sally When the Wine Runs Out, mm-hmm. that's why I of guessed course. It, mm-hmm. 3, Denial is a River,
yeah.
4, Growing Pains.
Yes.
And 5, Party for You.
Yeah. Aww. Okay, Charlie.
Who did you throw this party for?
You.
I only threw this party for you.
I only threw this party for you.
Watch me party on you.
Watch me party on you.
Watch me party on you.
potty on you?
Party on.
I'm a potty on you.
I'm a potty on you.
I'm a potty on you.
One time when I was a kid, Taylor said that I wasn't invited to her birthday party, but she said it in a British accent. She said, "You're not invited to my birthday party." And I said, "Taylor, I don't want to go with you potty. Like, I don't want to go. I don't want to go to your potty. Like, I'm not gonna potty with you." But it's
I'm not gonna potty with
I'm
you.
I'm not gonna potty with you. And she was like, "My birthday party." But I was like, I'm not gonna potty with you. Like, what the
Not even on your hell? Birthday. Like, what?
Ugh.
You're getting mad.
Taylor was the original rage baiter, truly.
Oh.
She's where you learned it all. All right, Alyssa, what's next?
My top 10 artists. I can also just do top 5.
Do top 10. Do what you said. Okay? Says. Yeah.
Okay. Should I go from 10 to 1?
Yeah.
Yes.
Number 10, The Japanese House. Number 9, surprisingly, this surprised me, Renee Rapp. Mm. I didn't think I listened to her as much as I thought I did, but I guess I did.
You did.
Role Model, Gracie Abrams, Jake Minch, Lizzie McAlpine, Sabrina Carpenter, The 1975, Ariana Grande, and Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Beautiful. And big time.
Yeah.
And Taylor Swift.
And Taylor Swift.
2007 songs made up your soundtrack. Nice. One song became your new anthem. Busy Woman.
Yeah, that's right.
1,479 songs make up your soundtrack. One song became your new anthem. Oh, guess who? It's Deeply Still in Love by Role Model.
Yeah.
With 46 plays.
46. But
I feel like I listened to that song so much more than that.
There are
so,
some things on here I'm like, I don't know. Like,
only 46 plays does not make sense to me.
The whole year, though?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Add some. 69.
Yeah.
Yeah.
67.
Lovely.
Oh, wait, is that it?
Oh.
Well, first play is January 12th. I probably should listen to the whole album that day.
I listened to 14 albums this year. Ooh. Long live the album.
Long live the album.
My
Long
top album, The Tortured Poets Department. I listened to The Tortured Poets Department for 1,211 minutes. My top albums, I'll go 5-1. Even though I already gave away one. No, we'll go 1-5. One was The Tortured Poets Department. Two was Short and Sweet. Three was Life of a Showgirl. Four was The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess. And five was Hit Me Hard and Soft.
Boom. Oh, I haven't listened to that album in a minute.
Hit Me Hard and Soft?
Yeah.
It's perfect.
It's been...
It's a really good
It album. Is a good
It's
album.
So good.
I need to revisit that.
I could eat taco for lunch.
So true.
Okay. So, we have 10-1 my top albums.
Yeah.
Okay. Eternal Sunshine, just the regular album.
Number 10? Number what?
Number 10.
Number 10.
Just the
Number
regular.
10.
Got it.
Not the deluxe. Right?
Okay. Understood.
Okay.
You'll see why.
Charge ahead.
I wonder if the deluxe version is going to be up higher.
Anything could happen, I don't know. Okay. 9, 5 Seconds Flat from Lizzie McAlpine. Midnights, Taylor. Older, Lizzie McAlpine. Kansas Anymore, deluxe version, Role Model. I feel like I'm announcing like Grammy nominations or something.
This does feel like that.
Notes on a Conditional Form from the 1975, which surprised me because that's like.
Probably because you listen to.
Frail State of Mind so
Frail
much.
State of Mind a lot.
Mm. Yeah.
That's true.
Three.
I know you.
Number 4 was Man's Best Friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then George from Jake Minch. Eternal Sunshine Deluxe.
To her fingers and her clothes.
He is. Eternal Sunshine Deluxe from Ariana and then The Tortured Poets.
Nice. Us having the same top album.
Isn't that crazy?
Okay.
Okay.
She's stroking on my beef till I'm off.
Okay.
Anyways. 111 albums moved into rotation. One album took over the top spot. Short and Sweet Deluxe for 1,670 minutes. First play, January 19th. When did that come out? I think the 18th, no?
What?
Short and Sweet?
Short and Sweet Deluxe.
Oh. Probably during
Maybe.
That
time? Yeah.
Oh, not a clue.
Such a good album.
Okay. 70 albums moved into rotation. One album took over the top spot. I wonder whose. Kansas Anymore, The Longest Goodbye, was 684 minutes. First played February 14th, because that's when it dropped.
What's interesting is that that was the only one that, like, my number was the lowest. Like, I think I only had, like, 15 albums, but that's because I don't listen to albums. I listen to my playlists.
Right.
I just thought that was an interesting anecdote.
Yeah, it's very.
Okay, next. I streamed 4,864 minutes of podcasts. Good chat. My top podcast. And That's What You Really Missed, which is
the Glee recap
podcast. Aww, nice. That Jenna Ushkowitz and Kevin McHale do. I streamed 2,194 minutes, and I'm a top 10% fan.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's honestly, most of my podcast statistics are from when I still lived in Colorado when I was cleaning at work. My top podcasts were, I already told you, number one, 2, Gaiotic by Muna, of course. 3, This and Good Company.
Hey!
Does it say you're like the top, like a top 1% listener?
Oh, it has the little logo.
It doesn't specify, because it's not so my, cute. Since it's not my top one, it doesn't specify.
Oh, you're like an official podcast.
I know. Number 4, The Bald and the Beautiful with Trixie and Katya. And number 5 is Call Her Daddy.
Yep. Hey, there's juicy stuff on
the list. Hey, there's some good interviews. Yes. If she interviews someone interesting enough that I'm interested in, I'm tuning in.
Have to agree.
All right, Miss Liz.
Oh, I wrapped around to me so quickly. Okay.
You all right?
It could possibly. Okay. My top. Okay, my top 10 songs. Sorry. Okay, number 10, Ribs. Nice. La Fandela, Ribs, good dad. Number 9, First State of Mind.
Number 9.
First State of Mind.
By the 1975. Drawing a Tattoo by Jake Minch.
Drawing a Tattoo.
And singing over and over and over. Singing over. Wasn't that one? Was it over and over and over?
It's not like his only song.
It was over and over and over and over and over and
over.
Okay, keep going. Push through, please.
I hope he sees this.
He's like, I do call those girls.
That's what I'm saying.
He sees us.
It just shows how big of a fan you are that we know these little bits of
that is true, because we don't. Well, I don't.
Great point. Yeah. I don't know anything you're saying.
You don't listen.
I don't know anything you're saying.
I don't listen to Jake Minch, sorry.
Okay, sorry. What was that? What was Over and Over? I'm just kidding. What was that one?
It's called Drawing a Tattoo. It's from Jake Minch.
Okay, keep going.
Sally When the Wine Runs Out.
Of course.
Sally!
Was number what?
7.
Okay.
Keep going.
The Black Dog from Taylor for number 6. Pushing It Down and Praying from Lizzie for number 5.
Twilight. Pushing
it, please let her get in.
Twilight Zone from Ariana at number 4. Guilty as Sin from Taylor at number 3. Fortnite from Taylor at number 2. Manchild is number 1.
Nice.
I think it's fun to sing the songs as we go.
But every time.
A rap is about. Yes.
But every time.
Rap is about. Okay, Lily.
All right, let's go. Please go. How did each genre stack up? Your 2019 genre can made a comeback. Alternative is my top genre. Okay. We can share our like top ones after because they're not in here. Like our top songs and stuff. Yeah.
How did each genre stack up? Your 2024 genre stayed on top. Pop.
I listened to, why'd it go so fast? I listened to 692 artists this year, and these 5 were extra special. And, I don't want to watch them race, just give me the end. I know. Okay, my top artists, starting from 5, Billie Eilish, number 4, Muna, number 3, Chapel Rowan, number 2, Sabrina Carpenter, number 1, Taylor Swift.
Awesome.
And I feel like that is very representative of exactly my music taste. Mm-hmm. So I was pleased with that.
That's a good top 5 too.
Thank you.
Solid.
She's
the summit. Yeah, I've got from 10 to 1 now.
Mm-hmm. We have our, yeah. Yeah.
Drop it.
Do you have anything else?
This is just my last slide.
Okay.
404 artists, but I think I already said that. But they did count the minutes. It's 68.8K total minutes listened this year.
Yeah, and
I had 324 days with music.
I'm sorry, say that one more time, what your minutes were?
68.8K.
Nice.
And then 324 days I listened to music out of the year. It's
beautiful.
Wow, this is just making me realize just like how little I listen to music. This happens every year though, during Wrapped. I see everyone's numbers and I go, wow. There was one year I had really high numbers, but yeah. Do you want to go do our top tens?
Top 10 artists. I'm sad. Honorable mention, Tame Impala, 11. But we got Wallows at 10, Hers at 9, Role Model is 8, Clairo is 7, Mac Miller is 6. I'm shocked at this. I feel like I didn't listen to her that much this year. Taylor Swift is 5.
She always sneaks her way in
I
there.
I didn't. I was like, wow. But I think on the road trip. TV Girl, number 4. Still Woozy, number 3. Sabrina, number 2. Strokes, 1. That's my top 10.
Awesome.
Nice.
Mine is number 10, Lorde. Number 9, Troye Sivan. Number 8, Sabrina Carpenter. Number 7, Charlie XCX. Number 6, Somber. Number 5, Inhaler. Number 4, Harry Styles. Number 3, The 1975. Number 2, Taylor Swift. Number 1, Role Model.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
There's Taylor's Spotify message. Okay, all of my listening made me part of something bigger. Which club do I belong to, you ask? Oh, that's the Club Serotonin.
Oh,
okay. Your club thrives on good vibes. And my role, leader. Your listening is strongly aligned with club values, making you a perfect role model.
Whoa.
I would agree with all
role
that.
Role model.
Thanks, guys.
That's so cute.
And the little sun.
Oh, club wait, serotonin. That's adorable. Ew. That needs to be like a little sticker.
Club Del serotonin.
That's cute. Anything else?
My top 10 songs are funny.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay.
Hit us with it.
Number 10, The Dinner, Role Model. Number 11, Wait, that was number 11, sorry.
What?
Number 10, Old Recliners, Role Model. Number 9, Slip Fast, Role Model. Number 8, Sun Protector, Role Model. Number 7, Scumbag, Role Model. Number 6, Writings on the Wall, Role Model. Number 5, Super Glue, Role Model. Number 4, Rush by Troye Sivan. Number 3, Look at That Woman, Role Model. Number 2, Sally when the Wine Runs Out, Role Model. Number 1, Babies to the Love.
God. It's basically you ranking like 11 songs from Role Model's album.
But the number 4 being Rush by Troye Sivan.
That's gonna be a Rush sneaking its way in there.
That's so funny.
That's so funny.
Addicted to your butt. And the entire reason I started really bumping that song is because Tucker got stuck in my head. Mm. I feel the rush, addicted to your butt.
Right. It's all his fault.
Okay, wait.
This boy. Okay, my top 10 songs. 10, Instant Crush. Duh. 9, When It Started, The Strokes. 8, April Comes She Will by Simon and Garfunkel.
I love that song.
So good. 7, No Other Heart by Mac DeMarco. 6, Ronald Gregory Eric Swanson by, I don't know how to pronounce it, but STRFKR. 5 was Someday by The Strokes. 4 was Dogwood Blossom by Fionn Regan. 3, we got Sally When the Wine Runs Out, Romandel.
That being on all of our
Yeah, top four.
That's the best song ever.
It's actually so sweet. 2 was Man Child by Miss Sabrina, and 1 was Busy Woman, Miss Sabrina.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
5 albums? Because none of this was on our Wrapped.
Okay, we're almost done with ours.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Number 5, Brat. Number 4, Charm. Number 3, West End Girl. Number 2, Life of a Showgirl. Number 1, Kansas Anymore.
5, Who Really Cares, TV Girl. 4 is The Sit, Strokes. 3, New Normal, Strokes. 2, Love Seat, Still Woozy. 1, Short and Sweet, Deluxe.
Deluxe. Nice.
And finally, genre, pop, alternative, adult alternative, pop, rock, indie rock. That's it.
Nice. Alternative, pop, indie rock. Wait, are those the same one? Okay, pop, we have basically the same one.
Oh my gosh, that's okay. Almost the exact same. Wow.
Gentlemen.
Oh my god, sorry.
We love the tunes, don't we?
We sure do.
That was our music Wrapped.
Tell us yours.
Now you have a better taste comment of below. What we listen to on a daily little basis.
Little taste of us. A little taste of us.
Sorry, my eyes have been just insane this episode.
I'm sure everyone, it's well, run the episode just, for everyone.
I can't think straight because my eyes have been itching right. since I...
Both?
Just this one. But I woke up from my nap with it itching, so I should have known.
Did everyone nap today? Did we all take naps?
Yeah, we had to.
We had a really long and busy
day of watching two Harry Potter films, so we had to take a nap in the middle.
Had to recover.
I didn't sleep great last night. Or I slept fine, but I didn't sleep well.
I took a Benadryl last night to sleep.
Nice.
So I start doing good.
I have to do it because of my medicine anyway, so.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do thoughts and prayers and get out of here.
Yeah. I still gotta think.
You're so cute, Vito.
I have one, but I need the other.
You're so cute.
What's up, Alyssa?
Addicted to your butt.
I have mine. All right, go for it.
Oh, I have to go first?
Yeah. That's how it works.
Okay. But the last 20 minutes of episode 4 from volume 1 of season 5 of Stranger Things is perfect. It is literally so good.
It's electric.
It's just like, it was watching it. It made me so emotional for many different reasons, but I just think like the beauty of like, I don't know, like accepting yourself through the power.
Don't spoil anything.
No, it's,
I'm not. No, keep going. I was just letting you know.
No,
I haven't heard it.
This is a spoiler-free moment, y'all.
Yeah.
I was just confirming, that's all.
She tells everything.
Accepting yourself.
Keep going.
Just accepting yourself through the power of love from, like, through your loved ones.
That's beautiful.
And that was, like, the message it was. And it was beautiful. It was just well shot. It just was a great episode. It reminded me why I love the show and why I have always loved the show.
Mm.
And
stupefied.
Did you watch the behind the scenes for it?
Yeah.
You should. It was really good.
Expelliarmus.
That was crunchy.
Yeah, my laugh is crunchy right now.
Yeah. Tell everyone.
All right, your prayer.
Yo, bro.
Okay. Pray for me because the other night we had this couch set up the couch bed. Is that what we call it?
Yeah.
We had it in couch bed formation.
Mega
and we were, I don't even remember what we were watching. I think it might have been Stranger Things. But we were all sitting together and it makes us sit very close to each other. And there was an incident.
You're sharing this?
Are you really?
Because I'm here for it. Pray for me. Like, I need it out of my system.
Please keep sharing.
And there was an incident. I had to cough. And just so happened.
Sometimes the muscles connect. Okay.
That's literally what that was. Like, I wasn't expecting it in the slightest, and then it happened. And basically, I let one accidentally rip.
At the same time that you coughed.
That I coughed. And it happened on the couch, and then I was like, well, maybe the cough was loud. That nobody would like notice, so I like tried to stay as firm as possible.
Firm as possible.
Lily starts laughing next to me. She's like, "Did you just let one rip right now?"
You're to be so honest. Did you rip?
Yeah, but and then you were like, "Be honest with me. Be honest."
But
with
mind you, I was like whispering this.
And
like,
I was crying, laughing. Lily.
Good evening. My thought. And it happened today. Go ahead and indulge in some In-N-Out in your car when you can. I was proudly going to the drive-thru. He's like, in your car? This is stupid. And I was like, yeah, for sure, eating in my car. I went and I pulled up and I parked because I was like, we were off today. What else was I to do? Sorry. And I ate my number 2 with normal fries. And then I have 4 packets of Sprout on the side. I ate 2. But they're in the fridge. But I got 4 because I knew I would want to save some and eat it because the spread there is really yummy. that is my thought, is to indulge in that when you can, and just eat in your car once in a while. It reminded me of when I used to work at a retail store, and I would take my break in my car, because God forbid I would interact with my coworkers during my break for some reason. So that was me time. And my prayer for today, I don't know. I don't know if I have a prayer.
All right.
Maybe use this, I'll steal yours from last week. Use it on yourself. Pray for yourself.
Yeah, get a little selfish with it. I like
that. Yeah, get a little narcissistic with it. That's mine.
This week, I think that you guys should get a Kindle. I finished a book within like 4 days of having it, so that was really fun. I think you guys should get a Kindle. And you know what? Don't pray for me this week. Pray for Harry Potter. That boy gets put through the ringer every year. He has to save the world every year. How exhausting.
He's a lot on his shoulders.
He needs some prayers. And while we're at it, also throw it out for Mike Wheeler. I think Mike Wheeler also needs a prayer.
Nancy, if you have time.
But mainly Mike, because he also takes a lot on. That's it.
All right. My thought is Taco Tuesday. Last night I got $3 tacos.
Yeah.
And they were just great. Filled up for $6. So couldn't recommend that enough. Because I feel like that's one of the situations that it's genuinely cheaper than if I had bought all those ingredients and made that at home.
Oh, guaranteed.
Yes.
So, yes. Taco Tuesday. Mm. My prayer is that I burnt myself while I was cooking Thanksgiving dinner last week, and my burn is in a really precarious place right now, so just pray for that.
Week two of praying for the burns.
Right. We need the prayers.
Did I say burn last week?
Yeah, last week you said I got a lot of burns going on.
Oh, that was true, because I also had my rug burn. Well, I'm pleased to report that the rug burn is healed. But the heat burn, it's going to get better. It's just in a tough spot right now. So, bless her.
Imagine if I pulled my sleeve up and I had the dark mark. Okay.
All right, we need to go finish Harry Potter. Okay. We've got to get this out of Addie's system.
I got this random thing here, and I thought it was a burn, but it's healing really weird.
Oh.
Looks like a lightning bolt or something. It's weird.
I'm Harry Potter. Come on, man. Come on. Okay.
All right, yes, we got to go get this out of Addie's system.
The rumors are true. Yes.
All right. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. Love
Thanks,
you lots.
Guys. Love you. Bye.